Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Yes, you remember the voice. After taking a year-long hiatus due to personal reasons, the one, the only, the anti-bully diva, host of Blog Talk Radio's The Bully Effect, and we are live and we are back. And today's guest is somebody really remarkable. Let's see. Maybe she can call in again. Let's see if we can get her to call back in. On, here we are. Today's guest live on The Bully Effect is none other than Miss Bergen County's Outstanding Teen 2017, Miss Tiffany Britton. Tiffany, welcome to The Bully Effect.
Oh, hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
How are you?
We're doing pretty good, pretty good. And I want to thank you for being my comeback guest.
Oh, it's an honor, honestly. I was, like, really, really excited. You were like, sure. I'm like, yay.
Yay, yeah, because I'm excited to have you. Now, when you sent the message, when I told everybody that, yep, the Bully Effect is coming back, you were the first one to reach out. And after finding out just who you are, I was like, wow. You know, tell us really quick. How did you come about getting such an achievement?
Well, it started with the day that almost wasn't, to be quite honest, because what happened was we had a rental car, and I'm from South Jersey, and the ride was maybe a good 2.5 hours away. We couldn't figure out how to work the rental car, first of all. So I was maybe a good 3 hours late, stuck in traffic on the Garden State Parkway, backed up to no end, and it just seems like it was going to be a terrible day, honestly, because I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm already this late. What's going to happen now? And I thought my interview didn't go well. And it just, you know, it's one of those days where it feels like, okay, this just isn't happening. It's okay, though. But it did happen, and that's how I won my title. I just did my best, and I guess I just let everything go that happened. And I was just myself, and I won the title. So it was pretty amazing. It was quite an experience.
No, I bet it was quite an experience. And, like, just seeing, you know, what you post on social media, you know, and you have a platform. Now, I didn't go into too much detail because, you know, I like to get it from, you know, the person's mouth. So tell us a little more about this platform.
So I started a program, hopefully soon to be a nonprofit organization, entitled The Smile Makers when I was 8 years old. And this happened when my mom took me on one of her nursing home visits or to an elderly shut-in. And little did I know that one visit would really impact me to the point where, like, wow, this is something I want to do for other people and not just as a pastime. This is something I'm very serious about. So ultimately, the Smile Makers motto is, in everything you do, put a smile on someone's face. So we do random acts of kindness. We do volunteering at community walks, community events in general. You may have seen us with People Against Distracted Driving and the American Cancer Society. And recently, I personally reached 800 hours of volunteering, and I earned the Presidential Volunteer Service Award in the gold level from Mr. Obama. So it was really cool.
That is awesome. That is very awesome to get a Presidential award. And, you know, as you know, The Bully Effect is an anti-bully podcast show. So what does the word bullying mean to you?
As someone who has been bullied quite a lot up until this day since I was in first grade, it's a heavy word for me because it means being shut out for being different. And I think having even that word's existence really just bothers me because no one should be feeling like they're left out. Everyone has a place in this world, and I think it's very important that it's stressed that everyone has a place, because I think it's ridiculous when others' kids think it's okay to make fun of someone because their hair is different than theirs, because maybe they're shorter than the average person. I think it's ridiculous because we all have our own special talents and specialties, and for them to be undermined like that is not right.
No, it isn't good. And, if you would be up to it, could you share one of your experiences too? We have a lot of, young listeners and, of course, the parents with them, okay? Would you be able to share one of your experiences?
Of course, yes. Specifically, I am adopted from China, so because of that, I've gotten a lot of backlash just in these past few years with, oh, you were never wanted. That's why you don't have a relationship, or that's why you don't have friends, because no one ever wanted you, just like back then when no one wanted you then. And that was something that really hit home for me because, number one, that's just cruel in general. To say that to anyone, I think you have to have some kind of, boldness in a sense. But how I dealt with that is I just pretty much ignored it because I didn't want to give the person that satisfaction of, you made me upset, you made me cry, you made me break down in front of you. I was the better person, and I encourage everyone to do that. Just be the better person, because I think it'll get you farther than life than always having to fight back and get the last word.
I think with your platform that it kind of goes hand in hand with what is going on in the world when it's, concerning bullying, okay?
Absolutely.
Just make somebody smile, because you never know what the other person is going through. It doesn't matter the age. I myself, I'm pretty friendly. I have, probably a gentle disposition until you push the wrong button and I get somebody who comes to me, a parent, saying, okay, my child just almost killed themselves because they were made to feel less than human, okay? And, that one smile, believe it or not, can actually save a life.
I definitely believe that. That's one reason why I built my platform on making someone smile, because I know what it's like to be built broken down to the point where you feel like you can't smile. And I really want to emphasize that everyone deserves to smile every hour of the day, no matter who you are.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. Now, what kind of support system do you have via your parents, your friends? I know without a doubt you're outstanding, and you were actually recognized from, Mr. Obama, President Obama, which is, wow, I had no idea. And when you told me that, I literally got chills, because I know that there are a lot of teenagers out there stepping up, and then there are a lot of teenagers that just have this attitude, well, why bother if nobody cares, okay? Sometimes they don't have that support system to help lift them back up. So what kind of support system do you have?
I would say I have multiple. I would have my mom, and she would always, always be there for me no matter the situation, whether I broke my nail or I'm crying because someone actually upset me to the point of that. I have, going home de-stressing with him. I have my brother. He's always been there for me as well. Every single time I've had a day, do you want to get ice cream? No, but it's okay. He's always been there and just trying to lift me up, Ice cream is a girl's comfort. I have music. I don't really know if you count that as support system, but it's definitely a thing that builds me back up, listening to an uplifting song that just kind of gets me going. dancing around the house like a crazy person.
Man, you know what? I probably, you know, in my head dance around like a crazy person at work. So you're not alone, you know, alone there. But, you know, it's, and I believe that music itself, if you listen to the right song, kind of like will uplift you. I've had plenty of musicians that have anti-bully songs, you know, that were actually on the Bully Effect in the past. You know, and songs, sometimes the message in the song can, you know, save a life too, you know.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, like, you want to start your own non-profit organization, yes?
Correct.
Have you actually started the process?
I have not, just because I really haven't had the time to really search into it. So as of now, the Smile Makers is just a program, but I hope to take it farther as the years go by and I acquire more time, you know, when I'm not like cramming, studying into my college classes or, you know, sleeping.
Right.
Because I like my sleep.
Right. I don't know if you have ever heard of this nonprofit organization. They're called I'mBullyFree.org.
I have not, but I can write them down.
Okay. Well, I'm very, you know, I'm very good friends with the founder of that nonprofit organization. His name is Bud Collier. And along with I'mBullyFree.org, they have the cutest little, messengers, I should say, that
mm-hmm.
go from school to school, campgrounds, assemblies, you know, what have
Aww.
You. You know, and, yeah, and they're the bully bears.
Aww.
But,
what exactly,
you know,
is that?
Okay, I'mBullyFree.org. They help, like, you know, as what you're doing, okay? They go around, and for the younger children, you know, and they talk about bullying, how it makes you feel, what you can do, you know, to be brave, to stand up and use your voice and tell, you know, an adult, a school official, you know. They spread encouragement. They help with self-esteem. He has got a rock solid, awesome, you know, nonprofit organization. Now, if you are ever interested and you would like to connect with Mr. Bud Collier, you know, let me know and I'll connect you to, and he can tell you step by step on how to start that nonprofit org.
Oh, that sounds great. Yes, I would be interested in that. I'd also maybe be interested in, like, helping out, you know, if I could, because I also work with Pacers Anti-Bullying.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, that's a really good organization. And, you know, to have those little cute little, you know, bully bears to just bounce into a school like that, it really grabs the children's attention. But I mainly, you know, explained a little bit about his organization to maybe, you know, connect you two together, and he can, you know, tell you the ins and outs of you know, such a thing. I'm the anti-bully diva. I'm the voice behind all the voices, you know, and sometimes sometimes, you know, there's a reason for people meeting, okay? I am so glad that you inboxed me, because there's not a lot of, like, did I get it right that you were a part of reality dance?
Yes, that's true. A couple years ago, quite a few, actually. I mean, I haven't done it since I was 12, and I'm currently 16. But I did work with reality dance as a featured host. I interviewed Coco Jones up in New York. I did a few things here and there with them when they got onto Dish Network. I was on a few of their shows that aired. I did a lot of their Wildwood Summer things, met Aaron Carpenter. But yes, I did overall work as a featured dancer and featured host with Reality Dance Anti-Bullying.
Yes. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because a few years ago, the Bully Effect right here was actually named one of their Heroes of the Year, the Bully Effect, my radio
Aww.
Show. Yes. And it kind of took me by surprise, too, because, you know, to be noticed, and I love their logo, We Don't Bully, We Just Dance.
We Just Dance.
Yes. You know, so that was kind of, yeah, small world there, Tiffany.
Honestly,
small world.
Yeah, I think maybe that's how I found you, honestly. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, you could have, because I had, you know, quite a few of the kids that were on Reality Dance on the Bully Effect.
Hmm.
You know, yes, I have. And then, you know, we kind of lost touch, but, you know,
aww.
I'm back. Yeah, I'm back.
Back and better than ever.
And I will be better than ever. Do you want to know why, Miss Tiffany?
Please tell me why.
Okay, yes, I'm going to tell you why. Because we're going to have some very powerful voices to stand together and put an end to this epidemic we call bullying.
I agree.
So, perchance, there's somebody listening right now, and they have just hit rock bottom with everything they have gone through. Okay, what advice would you tell that young listener right now?
I would tell you to keep your head up. I know, believe me, I understand how hard things get. With the stress of school and the pressure of always seemingly needing to be perfect and needing to be the best you can be and stuff like that. And it's not easy having that extra weight of people constantly trying to tear you down as you build yourself up. And I know it's not easy. I know it's not something you want to do. But I am telling you, you can do it, because I believe in you. Everyone believes in you. You are not alone in your fight. You are not alone. And I'm here for you. And Miss Penny is also here for you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always someone listening to you. Because don't ever think that you're being ignored. Because you're not. And I am so proud that you're still here.
Exactly.
You're worth it.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself, Miss Tiffany. And a quick shout out to Mr. Charlie for this evening's simulcast with 95.1 FM, the heart of New York. I want to thank you again, Charlie. Yes, yes. He's a wonderful person, so you are literally being heard via internet and via mainstream.
Wow.
Yes, yes. The heart of New York is getting to learn a lot about Miss Tiffany Britton right now. And I am
going to welcome
any callers. If you would like to call in and ask Miss Tiffany any questions about her platform, you may do so at this time at 215-383-3950. And please hit the button so I can bring you in. If you do not wish to talk, you can you know, just listen. And the Bully Effect chat line is open. So if you have any questions in there, I will more than happy relay the questions to Miss Tiffany. And not to scare you or anything, Miss Tiffany, before I had to, for personal reasons, take a year hiatus from the Bully Effect here. The Bully Effect has the number one anti-bully podcast show worldwide.
Wow, that's so amazing.
Yes, yes. Worldwide, reaching over 1.2 million listeners, all four corners of the globe. And we will get back there again. And with the help of Miss Tiffany here and, you know, other callers that just want to step up, put an end to bullying, spread some smiles, you know, let people know that.
I love your little tag in there, your little spread some smiles. Made me smile.
Yeah, but there you go. you know, spread a little happiness. You know, all it takes. And I'm a firm believer in, you know, pay it forward. Okay. One of my listeners a few years ago, and I can say her name because she was actually, you know, one of the guests that was on The Bully Effect. And for the longest time, she was into self-harm. So, Miss Jennifer, I love you. And this is why you're here. But after, you know, it's a constant battle with self-harm because of being bullied. And sometimes they just take the pain, you know, and they do it in harmful ways. Well, ever since she called into The Bully Effect, she has not self-harmed at all, like at all.
Oh, that's amazing.
And this is almost 5 years ago. And then what she did to, you know, really thank, you know, the help that she got, she turned around and she now helps me with the younger self-harm victims.
Aww.
Yes. So it's awesome. We actually, Miss Tiffany, we actually have a caller right now. So we are going to take this. Yes, we are going to take this caller now. Hello, caller. You're live on The Bully Effect.
Jenny Jane, can you hear me?
Yes,
hello.
I can hear you.
Jenny Jane, this is Pamela Rollins.
How are you doing, Ms. Pamela?
I'm okay. I don't really have anything to ask her. I just want to tell her that I was listening to her a while ago, and I just want to tell her that I'm very proud of her and to keep up the work because this world needs more young people like her. It kind of makes me want to cry.
Oh, thank you.
And that's all I really want to say.
I completely agree with you, Ms. Pamela, and Ms. Pamela and I are not only friends, but we are also, you know, fellow anti-bully advocate.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Okay, well, I'm going to hang up if anybody else wants to call in, but I just was listening since, just, you know, you're back, Penny Jean, and I was listening to your story, and I just, you know, like I said, I wanted to let you know that I'm proud of you and, you know, keep it up and inspire other young people to do the same thing that you're doing because, trust me, in the long run, it's going to help.
Oh, that's all I ever want to do. I just want to help.
Well, then, you know, that's an awesome way to be, and it's an awesome way to think, and I appreciate you, and I'm sure a lot of other people do, too.
Oh, thank you so much.
Penny Jean, I'll talk to you later, sweetie.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Pam. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
That was so awesome. Thank you again, Ms. Pam, for calling in.
That was so sweet.
Yes. Your voice is heard. Your achievements, your accomplishments have been heard. And as the voice of Blog Talk Radio's The Bully Effect, I want to thank you, Ms. Tiffany. And I would like to extend, you know, further down the road to come back on the show. And if you ever have time, if you want to help me help the young ones that I do on social media, I will add you to it, and you're more than welcome to, because you are such an outstanding young person, and you have no idea. When I've seen all that, look, I'm talking about you, I have chills again.
Aw, that's
I really
so sweet.
Do.
I would love to, you know, help out, you know, because I just want to do all I can to make the world a little easier for everyone.
Exactly right. Okay, and I want to make a quick shout out to my right-hand man, Mr. Stephen Lewis. Thank you so much for helping me on the Voice at Social Media, and you can follow us on Twitter at the Boy Effect R, and also you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheBoyEffect. And are there any links, if somebody wants to get a hold of you for the organization that you are trying to, you know, start, how can they get a hold of you, Ms. Tiffany?
I am on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for my platform, or rather my organization and my title. But specifically, my platform is spelled a little, I mean, just very little differently than you think. It's the smile, just as you'd spell it. And then for makers, you end it with a Z instead of an S. So M-A-K-E-R-Z. And that's just a little twist I put on it to make it more of my own. And then as far, and it's that for everything. Like, it doesn't change. It's the smile makers for anything you look up on any site. And same with Miss Bergen County's Outstanding Teen 2017. You can just research that as well, and you will find me. I'll be right there.
Again, Miss Tiffany Britton, I want to thank you for being my comeback guest for the Bully Effect. And on the behalf of every parent listening, we value you.
Aw.
We really do.
I value your time. I really do.
And thanks. Thanks so much for everything you do. And listeners out there, for those who join us in the blog chat and also listening via telephone and also 95.1 Star FM out there in the heart of New York, thank you for listening to the simulcast. I will be back every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Ms. Tiffany Britton, thank you for being an incredible voice, and you have just been heard around the world.
That is so amazing, and I think you have a wonderful organization going along, and I think the Bully Effect is going to change more lives than you'll ever imagine. I mean, it already has, but, you know, it'll continue to do so.
Okay, Ms. Disney, that will put an end to the comeback show again. We will be back again next Friday. If you would like to be a guest on the show, hit us up on Facebook or via Twitter. I'm also on Instagram. And just let me know, and I will hook you up. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This has been the Anti-Bully Diva, along with Tiffany Britton, saying for being a voice. God
bless. Thank you so much.